After practice one afternoon, Ender stayed in the battle room. He had noticed that Dink Meeker usually came late to dinner, and he assumed it was for extra practice. Ender wasn't very hungry, and he wanted to see what it was Dink practiced when no one else could see. But Dink didn't practice. He stood near the door, watching Ender. Ender stood across the room, watching Dink. Neither spoke. It was plain Dink expected Ender to leave. It was just as plain that Ender was saying no. Dink turned his back on Ender, methodically took off his flash suit, and gently pushed off from the floor. He drifted slowly towards the center of the room, very slowly, his body relaxing almost completely so that his hands and arms seemed to be caught by almost non-existent air currents in the room. After the speed and tension of practice, the exhaustion, the alertness, it was restful just to watch him drift. He did it for 10 minutes or so before he reached another wall. Then he pushed off rather sharply, returned to his flash suit, and pulled it on. "Come on," he said to Ender. They went to the barracks.